This is Radio EcoShock with your host, Alex Smith.
Olivia Maria Sardachny is a research analyst for Professors Schellenhuber and Ramsdorf at the German Advisory Council on Global Change to the federal government there. Olivia was part of a team producing the report Turn Down the Heat, Why a 4-Degree Warmer World Must Be Avoided. That's from the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research. It was released in November 2012, and it was written for the World Bank. Olivia, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
Olivia, how did this report for the World Bank evolve with the Potsdam Institute?
Yes, so when in July this year, President Kim was appointed as World Bank president, he wanted to investigate what climate change, how severe an impact it could be for the development world, so which would have obviously affect his institute's policies. And it was basically only a scoping report they asked us for, to briefly sketch out what would be the consequences of a 4 degrees centigrade warming by the end of the century, which is sort of a best guess of how bad it could get in a worst case by the end of the century. So we sat down and got the experts at the Institute together to write a report on impacts in a 4 degrees world. And that was then presented by our director, who was lead author of the study, to the president of the World Bank. And from what they told us, it was a bit like a wake-up call, because they realized just how important and how big a problem it might be also for the development world. And that was when we were commissioned to further map out the impacts of a 4 degrees world and write this report.
And is your director John Schellenhuber?
Yes, that is him.
Well, now, how likely is it that the average Earth temperature will warm by 4 degrees? That's 7.2 degrees Fahrenheit. And how soon could that happen?
Well, ultimately, it will depend on political decisions to curb greenhouse gas emissions or not. But if current pledges are actually put in place and met, there will likely be a warming of more or less 3 degrees centigrade by the end of the century. And even under these current pledges that were agreed upon in Copenhagen and reaffirmed in Cancun, so if these current pledges are met, there's a 20% chance of the world warming by 4 degrees by the end of the century. Now, if these pledges are not met and emissions rise faster than currently with further economic growth, 4 degrees warming could even occur by the 2060s, but that is with lower probability. More or less, however, we did look at the end of the century, so we looked at scenarios, 4 degrees warming by the end of the century.
And your report did look at a series of frightening consequences of letting the climate warm that far to 4 degrees centigrade. Can you talk about the possible human health impacts?
Well, I can tell you what we covered in the report, and basically, and there is one example that are vector-borne diseases. So these are diseases transmitted, for example, by mosquitoes. And mosquitoes and the spread of them is affected by precipitation and temperature change. So with 4 degrees warming, you have a big change in the regional temperatures and in precipitation. And as that changes, mosquitoes migrate differently and carry malaria to new places. For example, malaria is such a vector-borne disease. So this disease with them would spread further towards areas where there is no immunity yet. And then you have more indirect impacts. For example, when you have increased occurrence of floods, you have waterborne diseases spreading further, diarrheal diseases also due to higher floods and different rainfall patterns. If you have lower agricultural yields in some regions, you might have to cope with under or malnutrition. And then there are, of course, all these projected impacts of extreme events. So already in the past and in the developed world, actually, such impacts were observed in the summer heat wave of 2003, which spread over Europe. There was an excess, total excess deaths at an estimated 77,000 people dying in Europe due to extreme heat events. So with 4 degrees warming, there would be more extreme heat events, and probably if people will not be able to adapt to that, further hit excess deaths as well.
So it's not just the developing world who will be hurt by this. Who will be hurt the most and who the least? Are there winners and losers in this 4-degree warmer world?
Well, I'm not aware of any winners at this very point. Maybe the very, very rich who can adapt very well at national scales, but we didn't look at these scenarios. However, the poor and underdeveloped countries would be disproportionately affected, which is more or less due to two reasons. One is that they have the least adaptive capacity, so the poor have the least means to withstand impacts. And actually, physically, the impacts are projected to also be worst in tropical and subtropical regions where you have many developing countries. So, for example, even sea level rise will not rise, or is projected not to rise uniformly, but is estimated to be 15 to 20% larger in the tropics than in the global mean. So countries there and coastal systems would be affected more there as well. And, for example, temperatures would, so in the tropics you have temperatures high day and night already, so the absolute increase wouldn't be higher than in the higher latitudes, but the relative increase, so ecosystems and people have adapted to temperatures as they are there for a long time, and as they would rise even further, they would be disproportionately affected as well. And the same goes for aridity and drought. These are likely to substantially increase in tropical and subtropical areas, more so than at higher latitudes.
And what about the economy? I wonder whether our current industrial civilization can survive the challenges of a rapid shift to a different climate. Did you look at the economic impact?
Well, no, we do certainly wonder as well. We have looked at a few studies that did investigate the link between rising temperatures and economic growth. And there has been impact observed, for example, for a 1 degree rise in regional temperatures. There was a 1.3% decrease in economic growth. So there are plausible linkages of, for example, how it reduces the labor force, or actually just how capital damages are done to infrastructure. But we did not investigate further what this actually would mean for the global economy.
This is Radio EcoShock. We are talking about the report, Turn Down the Heat, Why a 4-Degree Warmer World Must Be Avoided, from the Potsdam Institute. Olivia Sardenci, what would happen to the animals and plants?
Well, I cannot tell you about each animal and plant specifically, but I can tell you that a 4-degree world would be an unprecedented world, not only to human beings, but also to ecosystems that have adapted to the world as we know it now throughout evolution, or since the last glacial period. You could term it a sixth mass extinction that would have started to occur by then already. So you would have a few ecosystems that could not migrate any further as temperatures change. For example, so polar bears obviously are the most poignant example, but also mountaintop ecosystems that at some point could not migrate further north to colder temperatures because there would be no mountain anymore. Those would be are projected to become extinct. And the same goes for larger ecosystems like the Amazon forest, for example. So already at a 2 degrees centigrade warming, forest fires in the Amazon are in some studies projected to double, with huge impacts on the animals that live in these ecosystems, of course. So it would be unprecedented impacts on ecosystems that are already under stress from multiple human activities like habitat change. But in a 4-degree world, probably climate change would be the driving factor.
Did your report look at the impact of a 4-degree world on ocean life?
We did look at ocean acidification, which is the other CO2 problem, as it has been called. So as carbon dioxide enters the sea, it dissolves and enters a chemical reaction that ultimately results in ocean acidification. And at a 4 degrees warming, it's basically unlikely that coral reefs would survive at all. So coral reefs are very sensitive to changes in ocean acidity and ocean water temperatures. Coral bleaching, for example, has been linked to ocean temperatures. And already now, corals are experiencing decreased growth rates and damages. So it is quite likely that with atmospheric carbon dioxide concentrations rising further, such that they would result in 2 degrees warming, coral reefs would actually start to dissolve. So this is a major ecosystem impact in the sea, in the oceans, that would result from 4 degrees warming. We did not so much look at the impacts of ocean waters warming on ecosystems, but there are studies as well, and we mentioned a few of them, pointing out that fish stocks would migrate further north, so that would actually also affect coastal fisheries.
Well, I know, Olivia, that some of our listeners are thinking that we'll just adapt to a warmer world using human ingenuity. Isn't that possible?
I wouldn't dare to say it's impossible, but I definitely doubt we actually know the answer. We did sketch out a few impacts of a 4 degrees warming, but it's really just a few pieces of the jigsaw. So we don't actually know the full scale of impacts in a 4 degrees world. I guess it's quite easy to imagine that these impacts would interact. So, for example, if you have changes in water availability, this will affect agricultural yields, and this will affect health, and health in turn will be affected by high temperatures. So it all, you know, coalesces, it all works together. And we don't really know what this net sum of impacts would be. We don't know what the world in a 4 degrees world looks like to which we would adapt. And therefore, I don't think we can know whether we know if we can adapt. You know, if you don't even know the scale of the impact, it's fairly too optimistic from my personal point of view to say we'll just adapt, because it's a world we've never lived in and we don't know how much we can cope with it. Plus, it's, like I said, the poorest that are likely to be affected most, and they have the least means to actually really adapt, no matter how large human ingenuity might be.
Well, speaking of things that we're not very sure about, very few climate assessments try to include positive feedback loops, like the emissions from melting permafrost or frozen methane under the shallow seas. Did the Potsdam Institute report for the World Bank include feedback calculations?
We did not make any feedback calculations ourselves. We did analyze already existing climate data from the CMIP-5 project. So there was the Climate Model Intercomparison Project in its fifth phase. And I have to say, I'm not sure which of these models include any feedback systems. What we did was that we analyzed their data for heat waves. So we looked at their rates of warming and how many heat waves would occur according to these models. But again, I'm not sure they include feedback loops themselves.
Okay, and John Schellenhuber, as you mentioned, is the director of the Potsdam Institute. And at the 4 degrees or More conference in Australia in 2011, Dr. Schellenhuber suggested the climate may not be stable at 4 degrees. It could tilt even further towards 6 or 8 degrees. Can you comment on that?
Well, I unfortunately wasn't there. I wish I would have been. But I'm sure he was speaking of the tipping points that also relate to the feedback loops you had just mentioned. So, for example, the permafrost in the upper latitudes, if that was to melt, more methane and carbon dioxide would be emitted, leading to further warming. So it's, yes, the more the world would warm towards a 4 degrees warming, the more likely these tipping points could be accelerated, leading to further warming. Also, it is, so in the scenario we looked at, we did not assume that emissions would just stop and warming would just stop there. It's just, you know, from a human point of view, also unlikely that once we have reached 4 degrees warming, emissions would immediately stop, and warming with a time lag would then as well.
Given these dire predictions in the report, 4 degrees, turn down the heat, what policy changes could the World Bank or even world governments make to stave off a climate catastrophe?
Well, ultimately, it's the reduction of carbon dioxide emissions or other greenhouse gases that need to be curbed and completely avoided in the further future. So I guess from a development point of view, the goal should be to try the green growth, really, or not try, but do the green growth in developed countries. So, you know, don't have them go down the path that we did and develop on a fossil fuel basis, but rather have the developing countries leapfrog into a world of renewable energies and clean energy and power, which would also have co-benefits on health, by the way. In the developing country, in the developing world, there is reported 1.6 million deaths, I believe, per year due to the burning of fossil fuels in households. So it's actually a fairly unhealthy way to develop in certain respects. So if the developed world helped the developing world to install renewable energies and meet energy poverty from this side, help them develop and economically grow in a green, clean way, if you like, I guess this would be the best scenario from both a climate and a developing perspective.
I want to ask you on a personal level, how did you get swept up into all of this and how do you cope with knowing what we know?
Well, I got swept up in all of this. As I said, I worked for Jan Schellnhuber, the director of the Institute. So when we were commissioned with it, I did it because it was my job, so to speak. And I followed through from beginning to end, so to say, in this position. And it was rather worrying, I have to say. It was actually the experience of all the scientists who were involved that once you start gathering information that is out there on what could happen in a 40 degrees world, it's a really scary scenario because usually, you know, scientists work in their field and they're more or less used to the projections they know. But once you collect all these jigsaw pieces together and a picture starts emerging, it sort of really hits you to then think, well, this might just become real by the end of the century. And, you know, it's still our lifetime. You sort of, you want to suppress it because you want to still live your everyday life and you don't want to get depressed. But it's a very sobering, if not frightening, prospect that even us scientists working on this report gathered throughout writing it.
Very well. From Germany, our guest has been Olivia Maria Sardechny from the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research. You can find a link to the report, 4 Degrees, Turn Down the Heat, in my show blog at ecoshock.info. Olivia, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.